There are things in this world that you wouldn't believe unless you've seen it for yourself. You've seen paranormal on TV and always wondered, is it real? 2007 is your chance to find out. Parapalooza, the League of Paranormal Gentlemen, John Sachs, Ron Milioni, Keith A., Bigfoot Hunter, Tom Ascari, Ghost Hunter, Brian Hanwar, John Hutchinson, Ghostly Talk, Chasers, Paratalk, the Booth Brothers, all the top names of the paranormal field, and most importantly, you. Extreme paranormal adventures,
ghost investigations, cryptozoology, UFO.
Don't miss Parapalooza. Get off the couch and take the adventure of a lifetime. It's your ticket. Parapalooza.com.
Like I'm moving. Plan 9 Rock Show.
I'm a demon and I love rock and roll.
Which is a show that comes out of Detroit.
I'm a demon and I love rock and roll.
Jasper from the Plan 9 Rock Show.
I'm a demon and I love rock and roll.
Not really my cup of tea as far as the music goes.
I'm a demon and I love rock and roll.
Plan 9 Rock Show.
I'm a demon and I love rock and roll.
That's one of my new favorites. I'll probably be ripping Jasper's show off.
Plan 9 Rock Show, just rock.
Plan9print.com.
Hello, boys. Guess who?
You are listening to Ghostly Time with your hosts, Doug and Scott O.
I spy with my little eye.
The cutest thing ever.
Yeah, man, this is really heavy. Friday night, when we get out to Louisville, Kentucky, you guys got out there before Amber and I.
Mm-hmm.
We hit some major traffic in Cincinnati, so we didn't get out there until an hour after our scheduled time of about 7 p.m. We were there by 8. And our dear friend, Bobby Tingle, was there, along with Keith Age, Dale Clark, Allie and Tanya from the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society, are a wonderful group of people who have been behind us and helping us out here at Ghostly Talk, and likewise for a very long time, dear friends of ours. Bobby was I met Bobby myself. Last year sometime. He was the photographer guy. If you were at the Mid-South Paranormal Conference this past September, there was a little stocky guy with long hair running around, taking pictures of everything. I mean, everything. This guy was I could see him from across the room. I'm talking to somebody, and he'd be shooting a picture of us. He was going for all the candid stuff. I mean, this guy really is an artist when it comes to his photo. And he works with LGHS, too. Well, Friday night, he's there with his beautiful wife. Oh, my God, I forgot her name already. These people should not tell me names anymore. Samantha.
No.
I'm gonna
be totally Samantha wrong. Was the one
Samantha
who drew...
Samantha was the one that drew the Ghostly Talk picture for us.
Oh, yeah, it's in my folder. I have to put that up on the site still. Oh, God, Bobby's going to kill us. But, you know, it don't matter because his wonderful wife, we got to meet her for the first time, and she was very pregnant.
She was hugely pregnant.
Very pregnant. Anybody in the chat room, please tell us if anybody remembers her name. I am so sorry, and I've just completely displayed how stupid and how bad my memory is when it comes to names. Let us know in the chat room or something like that. Bobby, I'm sure, will be getting a hold of us going, yeah, here's her name. Okay, don't forget it again. But she's pregnant. And I commented, I'm like, man, she's like, any time, right? They're like, oh, yeah. So we all hung out Friday night at the restaurant we all met at, and they had to get going because she was pregnant and she needed to get her rest and stuff like that. Well, we got a call Saturday. We were at the restaurant. We were eating again. Imagine that. I was on the road.
Well,
right?
we tried to take Nathan's advice into account, you know.
And eat every day?
Let's
at least
try
once
eating.
A day. So we were at the other restaurant on Saturday. We got a call from Bobby saying, my wife is in the house. She's in labor right now. And she called Dale. And his wife said, like, what are you calling Dale for?
Sean.
Did he call? Oh, yeah, he called Sean. Yeah, he called Sean. Like, what are you calling Sean for? Why is he the first person you're calling? But he called to let us know that his wife's in labor and, you know, she could be having the baby. I believe later that evening, like about midnight one, another call came in and she had the baby.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Let me see the email. Did he say, what's the, I can't.
I think it was.
It was great to see you guys, and it was even better that you were here when the baby was born. Here are a couple of pics.
Did he give the name? Did he put the name?
I have wires in my way.
Oh, yeah. That's something we got to work out here. We got to get a riser for this thing.
However, I don't know the baby's name, but he was, what, 5 pounds, 9 ounces? 5 pounds?
6 pounds, I thought.
It was six it was something.
Four, it was light. It's light. It was light. I know that.
Yeah, because I think babies here in Michigan are like, you know, 10
pounds.
Oh, this is so cute.
I'm guessing Zane is.
Oh, Zane.
Name.
Okay, all right.
Good job.
Of course, you guys can't see these.
Zane.
But
so that would be then Zane Tingle. Aww.
Congratulations right. to Bobby and his beautiful wife for having a new. Their newborn baby boy. We just wanted to throw that out. I just got these. I noticed this email in my inbox when I got back today, too. Or no, wait. Yeah, I saw it.
So cute.
Yeah, actually, I noticed this about
and
half
a full head.
Oh, look at that hair. That looks like Bobby. That looks like Bobby.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it looks like Bobby.
That's a rocker.
So congratulations to Bobby and his wife. Very I'm awesome. So sorry. I don't remember her name. I'm such an idiot. I forget. Does anybody remember her?
I'm blanking right now, too.
Sorry, Bobby. Congratulations over and over again.
Now that he hates us all.
Now that he can't stand us. Cute kid, man. Cute kid.
Wow.
Adorable.
Wow.
Hopefully Bobby will post him up somewhere on the LGHS site or something like that.
Oh, you know it'll be all over the internet soon.
Bobby, he works it, man. He gets that stuff out there, so yeah. I'm sure this picture will be out there pretty
Congratulations.
Soon.
Congratulations.
We did get out to Louisville Friday night. Had a good old time. Good old time with the Louisville.
Finding the place was fun. We passed cows. We passed.
Well, yeah.
Wow, we passed the trailer city.
What's with this MapQuest stuff and all this crap out there? And
it took us totally on the wrongest route. So I called you up on the cell phone, and I'm like, all right, I don't care what the paper says. You take this road to that road to this road, take this exit. It's right there behind the Hilton or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And, but... You know, the directions that they gave us, no possible way.
Yeah. Well, apparently the directions that I had that I was prepared to use completely were the address, the town, I think the planet
Everything
that we were on
was
completely wrong.
Every single thing was
there
wrong.
There was like nothing that matched up at all there. So if I would have followed those directions, I would have been in Florida right now going, hey guys, where you at? What's going on?
Right.
So I'm glad that we talked because I actually was able to get there. You know, once we knew where we were going, it wasn't a problem. We got right there. Yeah, apparently the place was very hard to find. Luckily, we got a scholarship from you guys and got there without any more difficulties than we already had. So,
right.
Had a great old time with the LGHS people Friday night. We just hung out. You know, I mean, that's what you do on these things sometimes. We didn't. I don't even know how to.
We stayed 50 miles away from Louisville because
nice
there
recovery,
was a.
Thanks.
Monster truck pullers.
Well, no, there was a truck show in Louisville.
Trucks.
This is like the only trip that we didn't plan that well.
Right.
This is the only trip that Ghostly Talk has never like had hotels booked like 8 months in advance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, everything done and ready to go. This was just the one trip that things were just, you know, we had things going on and it just kind of fell through the cracks, unfortunately. So, trying to get hotel rooms like a week before the event in Louisville this weekend, it was for the... The 4x4 truck rally.
Some kind of truck thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
and
I don't know.
And all I can say is we stayed 50 miles away.
Yeah.
50 miles away.
Scottsburg, Indiana.
Bonnie and I checked in. Bonnie, Sean and I checked in at, it was like at 1 a.m. or something. It was like really late.
Yeah.
And I was standing in the hotel lobby checking in. And he's like, well, do you have a reservation? Yes, I do. And so he called it up. Everything's cool, except for that particular room, I guess, didn't have Wi-Fi, right? This is the coolest story. That particular room did not have internet.
That's good.
I know.
And I said, oh, well, I don't know. I really need internet because I'm supposed to work on Friday.
Yeah.
You know, this was Thursday night at like 2 in the morning or
mm-hmm.
something. And I need internet. So I guess, you know, we're going to have to just... You know, during this process, three people popped in the hotel and said, do you got rooms? Because that's what they would do. They'd open the door. They'd take one step in. You got any rooms? And he'd be like, no, all fully booked. Go north. Because there was nothing south because that was in the direction
for the truck
of load. Louisville. Yeah. Mm. And so they would just have to leave. I mean, there was nothing the hotel could do.
Yeah,
And he's like, oh, no, the room where you're in. No, has no. No, no internet. And I'm like, and the only reason I asked is because they had a sign taped to the desk that said, internet not available in all rooms. Now, of course, all over the rest of the hotel, it's like, oh, wireless, now featuring wireless internet. Yeah, in like three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I was like, oh, well, you know, that's a bit of a deal breaker. I really, really, really need internet to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I need to sign on to my work.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, well, there's nothing I can really do because we're completely booked. Like,
and I'll help you on this, too.
I can't switch you or anything like that. Mm-hmm. There's we're just absolutely completely booked. And he goes, well, there is.
Dun, dun, dun.
You screwed it up. Hang on.
There is room 251.
Dun, dun, dun! You had to do it then, but
it doesn't matter.
It's quite a fact. Anyway, room 251.
And like the camera goes right on his face.
Yeah. And then I guess I'm supposed to look, like, shocked.
Yeah.
I could do mild shock, like, at our Catwoman.
That was good.
How was that?
Yeah,
yeah. And Patricia Arquette. I do her proud. Anyway, so I looked mildly shocked, I don't know what was wrong with 251, but he really, really was not going to put anybody in 251 until after I basically begged, I guess. So he checked us into room 251, and sure enough, it had the wireless internet.
Good.
I did my work on Friday. We went out to the restaurant on Friday night, and you guys met up there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the weekend commenced.
I'm going to say this. I'm just going to say this, and this is we're going to leave it at that. Because I don't want, you know, because people are going to wonder, like, this is going to be like another one of those situations, like the elephant sitting in the living room. You can't notice. You have to notice it, right? And questions are going to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
So we might as well stamp it out right now. We did not go to Waverly.
Right.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say about it, too. We didn't go to Waverly. It's all cool. Everything's wonderful. We're all hairy, happy people here.
Yeah.
We had a great weekend. It was totally cool. Saturday night, we ended up getting together with Dale again from LGHS.
Yep.
And as we went to dinner, like we mentioned before, the constants of these trips, whether it's a convention, investigation, or whatever, is there's two constants. There's driving and there's eating. Tom coined that one.
And
I have
a lot
to give Tom
of eating.
We're humans, and humans are supposed to eat 3 times a day.
Dude, I cannot.
We always skip breakfast, which is okay. But
you skip breakfast. I don't.
I didn't skip breakfast on Friday, but on Saturday and Sunday, I had to. Mm. But we're supposed to eat 3 times a day. And I swear, we only eat once or twice at the most, and the second time is only at my begging.
Death metal meals, though, they're like 4 servings.
Pizza that's, you know, 10 inches thick.
Yeah, that pizza was heavy last night.
Yeah.
It was heavy. But Dale actually let us come over. He invited us to his home.
Yes.
Wonderful home, by the way. Some of the coolest stuff. I mean, Dale's like, it's Halloween in my house all the time.
It's Halloween 365 days a year there.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, we're like, oh, yeah, this
rocks.
Yeah. Because, you know, we're ghostly dogs. How can you not appreciate that?
Basically, our trip, you know, the trip this weekend turned into a really good, like, kind of like powwow hangout.
Oh, I learned a lot. I had so much fun. LGHS is, they really welcomed us down there with open arms and showed us a really, really
hospitable.
Yes. Fantastic time. I mean.
Well, it's always great to talk to Keith, hang out, and
talk
about things and, you know, just kind of bounce ideas back and forth. You can learn a lot.
And this is a busy group of ghost hunters. You know, they didn't have to clear their schedule and say, all right, come on down.
And we
did acquire a wonderful picture of Dale that will appear on the Ghostly Talk website.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to happen, huh?
That's happening.
We got the clearance on that one?
No.
Oh, that's even better than
Dale
that.
Doesn't
cool.
want it.
All right.
Well, Dale knows it's going out.
Yeah,
so.
He knows.
That poor guy. Why are you going to do that?
He was doing research.
He is the one that opened his mouth at the first restaurant we were at and said, if you ever go on an investigation in this kind of place, don't ever do something stupid around ghost hunters because someone will take a picture.
Yeah. That's one thing we forgot to mention, too. Friday night when they kicked us out of the restaurant, we kind of ended up in the parking lot of the restaurant just talking.
Oh, you know, for like 2 hours. It was amazing.
That's what you do is you talk, right? And I kind of put my foot in my mouth big time.
Imagine
I have to apologize to Allie and Tanya for that. Well, I did already, and they laughed at me constantly because we saw 2 cars in the parking lot that had one of those neon runner strips you put under the car, right? Right? Okay.
Oh!
Right? So.
Tell me their car.
Amber and I. Hang on. Amber and I were, we're noticing this. We're like, I've seen two cars in this place that have these neon strips. They go,
ground
and
effects.
No, ground effects are different. These are like the neon things.
Yeah,
right?
That was ground effects.
I had to do my model voice because I was like, oh, that's like so 1991, my God, right? And
that's your model voice?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, you know, I said this over and over again. We were making jokes about neon strips, like, oh, God, you know, what's up, man? Like, you know, how poofy is your hair in the front? You know, this is just the 90s, the early 90s jokes. So, yeah, fast forward to Saturday night, Allie and Tanya pull up, and guess what's under their car? And I'm on the phone with somebody, and I'm like, because they were standing right there. And they pulled up. I'm like, don't you move. I'm going to finish this phone call. We have to talk. And as I said, I'm like, okay, which foot do you want me to put in my mouth? And they're like, oh, don't forget about it, dude. But, yeah, I mean, they had the blue ones. And I was like, oh, God, dude, I feel so
well,
bad.
Out of all the ones, blue ones are the prettiest.
He actually called us all outside to show us, too.
I said, I'm like, Amber, look at this, all the crap we talked last night. Look who was standing in front of us. It's their car. There was also a really entertaining fight.
Oh, yes, there was. It was great.
This is good cultural, like, you know, research, because we're sitting there out there enjoying ourselves, talking about the paranormal, talking all kinds of cool stuff, and across the street is some girl screaming at this guy, get out, get out. And it was like one of those things where they kept, like, you don't know whose car it is because they keep walking away and coming back, you know, back and forth. So we spent about a good, like, 25 minutes enjoying that show. These people put on. So you know,
did they ever end up leaving? Or
I don't think so.
We
left before they did.
Mm-hmm.
Did we leave before they did? So yeah. They're probably still there. Yeah. They're probably still there fighting back and forth. Like who's in? They're probably still drunk.
I'm sure
too.
They've sobered up by now.
No, they're probably still drunk too. People like
maybe.
That. Well, I don't want to generalize, but you know they look pretty stupid. Just put it that way. Well, you're gonna sit there and scream. If it was you or me or anybody in this room, I'm sure if there was a disagreement, you go, okay, look, there's like 20 people across the street here. Let's not make a big thing out of this. It's going to be kind of embarrassing, right?
Right.
But when you have no regard for that whatsoever and you completely, you know, start screaming at someone, I don't consider that a very intelligent person. I'm just not going to. I'm not going to give them much of a chance. And when they walk right by us and we all stand there like snickering at, because that girl did, remember?
Yeah.
She went
over to use the phone.
And we're all like, so, how's your night going? You know, stuff like that. I mean, how much of a chance do you want to give that kind of person, right? So, you know, whatever. It's good cannon fodder, I guess. And we enjoyed that, too. So it was a fun weekend. Like I said, we kind of kicked back, relaxed, chilled, and hung out with the LGHS people. And like you said, Doug, they...
we heard fabulous stories because they've been doing the ghost hunting for so long. And
Yeah.
In so many cool places. And down there, the South is just so haunted. And I'm telling you that they had interesting stories.
Oh, yeah.
They're incredible, incredible people.
Mm-hmm. Great bunch of people. We want to thank those guys. They're always... We've been down there twice now as far as meeting up with those guys, and it's been absolute ball. So thank you
amazing for
having us and treating us treating us so nice. We really appreciate that. Hopefully we'll be doing it very soon with those guys. They're always good to us. So thank you, Keith, and everybody over at LGHS. Why don't we take another break?
Okay.
This is like... It's flying.
It always does.
It's flying today because I think we're just like trying to catch up here.
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm glad we're doing this tonight, just kind of breaking things in and trying to catch up. So we're going to talk to Chris, though, I think. We're going to put Chris on the spot.
All right.
He's been waiting patiently with his camera in the corner over here, very nice, for the last hour and a half. I think we're going to bring Chris on and talk about some of the stuff that Grimstone's working on.
Excellent.
Right after this.
I keep shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Huh? Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and times. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
It's Zach again from ParatalkRadio.com, here to tell you about 6 Graphics. 6 does some of the best graphics for the internet. Paratalk uses her graphics, and you should too. She makes everything you could want for your page, signs, banners, avatars, anything. Check out her new site at 6graphics.com. That's S-I-X graphics.com. 6 Graphics, custom designs for paranormal minds.
We are transmitting from 0199.
night, you two.
Amber, get off Bonnie. Yeah, Chris, move any of your equipment you might have there. It might get destroyed. Oh, we missed our cue. I brought us in a little early. Sorry about that.
This is us.
So that was Keith in the background talking, and he introduced us before we were supposed to come in.
Right.
Nah,
or after we came in.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm John.
I'm getting more and more tired. You really need to help us out here, Chris.
Chris.
You need... I said Chris. What did I... What, did I say your name wrong?
He was introducing himself.
Oh, no, we weren't going to... No, no. Who's here with us?
Chris.
All right.
Well, what I was saying, though, is I'm hurting right now. I'm in pain. I don't know what we're going to do when John and Rosemary come on in half an hour. We do have Chris, our dear friend, Chris Bailey from Grimstone, the finest, in my opinion, ghost hunting group in Michigan. Good friends of ours. You guys have been around since the beginning of time, pretty much.
Other ghost hunting groups notwithstanding.
Whatever, right? Oh, is somebody going to be offended by that?
Well, we've got your Amber. Oh, okay.
Well, thank you for your concern, Doug.
GLPR and there's other, you know. But yeah, I understand. I deeply, deeply respect Grimstone, all you guys do, and the presentations that you give. The first one I saw just blew me away.
Oh, yeah.
And the integrity that you bring to the craft.
Just the work. The work
of ghost hunting. The work that's going on is beyond compare.
Yeah, it really
so,
is. We always love having you come down here and hanging out with us, too. I talked to you earlier this week, and I'm like, hey, Chris, you know, we're kind of launching this new little studio thing we built. So come on down and hang out. You only live like about 3 seconds away from me. You know, come on down here. So we have you down here today. The first thing I want to point out, and I want to get your views on this, because about 2 months ago or 2.5 months ago, I kind of stumbled across this site called Supernatural Summit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, another conference. I don't have any more vacation time left. Let's see what we can do here. So I checked it out. I'm like, wow, Batavia, New York, that's pretty local to us. We can work with that. And I'm like, well, who's going to be there? I wonder what kind of speakers they're going to have. And I go through the list, and I'm like, okay, Chris Bailey. And there's you sitting there, again, with another one of those come-hither looks. I'm Chris Bailey. And Chris Bailey's going to be speaking at the Supernatural Summit in Batavia, New York. I'm like, how cool is that? How cool is that? So, honestly, you were the first person I contacted. I'm like, Chris, I'm thinking about contacting these guys to see if they'd like to work, you know, if they'd like us to come down there and do some taping or help them with the thing or whatever we can do, you know, like how we usually do these things. Is that cool with you? Right? And I knew it was a ridiculous question, but I still wanted to say, hey, look, you know, I didn't want to, you know, be like, you know, you're representing Michigan. You're representing Michigan. I didn't know if you wanted to have us come down there and be like, oh, yeah, we're here. You know how we are, right? So I was like, Chris, is it cool if we, you know, if we come? And, of course, Chris was like, why are you emailing me with this stupid question? Yes, of course. I'd love to see you guys there. So, you know, we're kind of working out. That's what we were talking about on the break just before we came back here. We're kind of talking about our travel arrangements and stuff like that, how we're going to do this thing and how we're basically all going together now. So it's going to be one big party. Doug, you were kind of itching.
Have we ever seen you at a conference other than the Grimstone conference?
GLPR picnic.
Yeah.
The GLPR picnic?
Yeah.
Grimstone. Okay. Cool. So you know how these things work. I mean, they're just like...
Clueless?
Okay, yeah.
I'm winging this one.
Well, oh, it's a blast.
It's a very interesting lineup of people. I'm looking forward to it. Vince is going to be there. Vince Wilson's going to be there.
There's people that I know and people who I don't know yet.
There's a lot of people I don't know. But that's why we're really looking forward to this conference, because there's a lot of new people to talk to. We were actually going through, I think a few weeks ago, we were going through the list, like that one page, and we were like picking out who we thought, that guy looks pretty cool. He looks pretty, we should find him. Yeah, he looks really interesting. Let's go talk to him. So it's turning out to be a really cool event, and it's even going to be better with you guys there hanging out too. So that's what we have. That's what's on the cooker for us, for you guys and us, coming up here next month. Now there's some we discussed this week too, and this is a project that you. How long ago did you start this project?
About 6 months.
About 6 months ago.
It's what what I think you're thinking about.
Oh, I know. I think we're on the same wavelength here. And I kind of want to get in there because, I mean, this is something that we – I really want to get behind you.
If I shouldn't say
I want to. I really want to get behind Grimstone. I know. That's why I kind of said, oh, God, I'm going to get shredded for this one. I really want to get behind Grimstone on this. I know Doug does, too. You're working on – well, go ahead. I want you to talk about this because you know this is your baby. I want to see – I want to get it from the horse's mouth, no pun intended.
No problem. well, basically, growing up, reading the wonderful paranormal books and literature out there, you hear all these amazing different theories out there, things about water bodies affecting paranormal-type occurrences in a home, certain mineral deposits causing residual hauntings, or some people say that there's these psychic-type rivers called ley lines that run through the across the earth, and it all affects supernatural activity. But if you try actually finding any numbers for anything like that or something, some actual data, I couldn't find it, or it'd be very incomplete or whatever. And I always kind of wanted to see how these things panned out. I decided that, maybe I can get a couple people, because I couldn't do this on my own, maybe throughout Michigan, start looking to see if there's any common points or certain paths or anything that would lay down some type of correlation to any of these theories or hypotheses that are out there. And last year I was really surprised. We had 12 groups say, hey, let's do this. Let's have some fun. And they started plotting all their site points. And we started looking at how they compared on mineral surveys from geology.com. Started looking at some of the hydrography zones. And before I knew it, it just kind of snowballed this year, and we're now looking at the entire nation this way. And it seemed like overnight, suddenly we had 50 groups wanting to see if there are some patterns. We expanded it so we can actually run statistical analysis on any of the sites there and compare them to the other sites throughout the nation. Yeah. So, is the data that you came back from the Crescent Hotel really significant or something of that nature? You can plug in your points, and it'll compare it to all the same types of hauntings in that area, see if there's something that correlates. Lets you see demographically how these things fit in. So it's allowing me to do what I love. Number one, I'm kind of a math geek. I kind of like seeing I like seeing how things add up, and I get to, to work with ghost hunters all across the nation. It's great.
Well, Doug and I always talk about, with Ghostly Talk and people out there with ghost hunting groups and things like that. When you're doing this sort of thing, you're adding to the body of evidence, right? Every group's out there.
Well, he's actually analyzing the body of evidence.
That's what I'm saying, is that, totally along with adding. Because the thing that I think is so cool about this is if you, take some time and work with Chris on this and work with you guys on this thing and start plotting points, it's something you can kind of see your work. You can see you're seeing the fruit of your labors. You're seeing what's happening here, and when the numbers start cranking out, you start seeing the statistics. And that is true scientific knowledge right there, I think. People are always preaching. I hear it, and I shouldn't say the word preach because that sounds negative, but people are, we need scientific analysis. We're trying to prove scientifically the existence of the afterlife. We're trying to prove scientifically this. Well, this is like the real deal right here. This is a scientific analysis. This is statistics. And there's nothing more scientific than that. That's why I think it's such a cool project. I think it's such an interesting project, too. Doug,
throw out the URL.
Well, it's www.paramap.com.
Paramap.com. We're going to have that thing linked up on the homepage here big time, too. So,
what color polo shirt are you going to be wearing at Supernatural Summit?
White.
Excellent.
We're going to be wearing our usual.
I've got two of them. Well, see, now I've got it,
Oh, this is what we were talking
and
about.
And I'm hoping.
This is what we were.
That I could get confused for Chris Bailey.
We were talking about this.
That's a dream of mine. And
well, you're going to have the white Grimstone, the Grimstone.
I won't have that, but I could probably pencil.
Draw one in. Yeah. We'll get a Sharpie and we'll use that.
Yeah, and if somebody could, because I've got the beard going and, I'm mustache, maybe. I don't know. I doubt it. I'm so much
you're
shorter.
You're a little shorter and wider than he is.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I
am shorter. No, yeah, I know.
Okay, you're a little shorter than he is. Yeah. Let's retract that last thing.
So that might...
It isn't true at all. Right?
Bonnie says I have a different body type.
I don't believe that. That's a nice way of saying that.
Yeah. Well, she went like this.
So how many? You said how many groups are? Well, how many groups have actually involved themselves with this now?
Well, when it started off in Michigan, it went from 12, and then as we expanded to the nation, mm-hmm. kind of trickled in, you know, about 20. And what happened was, as I was adding in different states, I'd send out invitations to the ghost hunting groups that I knew from mm-hmm. in that state. And one person from Illinois surprised me. I got an email back from Troy Taylor saying, "Hey, I seen your project. I like what you're doing."
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah.
And he invited his area reps to join. And then
excellent.
The next day we had over 50. So
there you go.
It's a wonderful start. I'm very excited. We're already starting to see some patterns. So hopefully it'll keep growing.
That's what I'm geeked about right there. Like I said already, is that you're going to start seeing some actual patterns here. This is statistics. This is true information. This is taking data and creating it into information.
Well, you're taking subjective data, and then you're giving it objective points, and mm-hmm. then you're taking then of course objective data and subjective data, and you're melding the two together. There's going to be what you're going to find is like not everybody would categorize a haunting in the same way. So there's going to be a little bit of margin.
That's going to be.
However, but that's only when you get into the really detailed things. If you're saying, okay, haunting in general reported here, then, and here's the layout of that area, here's the characteristics of that area, that's not a problem. But when you say poltergeist activity here, possession here, that kind of thing, those are a little more subjective because I find that even the fellow that I had asked for a definition wouldn't provide me one. So you're going to have some issues with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as far as trying to, I really, really like the idea because trying to figure out if there's any commonalities, if there's any thing that might make these things, these experiences stronger or more likely and things like that, the only way to do it is through something like this, through paramap.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Again, that's paramap.com. Everybody should go check that out. Everybody with a group that's doing this kind of work, you guys should definitely come and participate in this project that Chris is working on because this has gone nationwide now, like you said. Mm-hmm. This started out as a project here in Michigan at our home, and now it's expanded. And this is, we talked about this a while back, and you're like, it's Michigan right now. This is what you remember this. You're like, it's Michigan right now. But this thing can, what the heck was that? What happened?
Nothing.
What fell over?
Nothing.
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 Did you hit one of the heater
happened.
Lamps?
Go on with your story.
You're already breaking stuff in here, Bonnie. I'm going to stuff you in the closet.
Sweet.
So now, what I was saying before, I was so rudely interrupted by Bonnie, was that...
yourself.
Very nice. No, it's what you said. You were like, this has the potentiality to go nationwide. And it has.
And it has.
It's happening as we speak, so that's really great. Supernatural Summit, Paramap, anything else going on with Grimstone right now?
Well, we're always looking and handling new cases. Mm-hmm. Right now we've been really busy trying to get ready for the summit.
Mm-hmm.
That whole experience kind of snowballed when I signed up, so...
Oh, yeah. Get used to it. You'll be doing more of them, I'm sure.
Yeah. That's what happens.
These paranormal conferences are like tattoos. Once you get this is why I don't have any tattoos, but everybody tells me the same thing. Once you get one, you got to keep going and getting more and more. So I think we'll be seeing you at a lot more of those. Any more trips to the Fenton plant? Are you guys going to be doing any more work there?
As far as the Fenton's concerned... probably not so much right now. They're just finishing up some renovations on the main floors. We're kind of exploring some other avenues as well. Fenton always has a dear place in my heart because of the number of occurrences that happen there.
Oh yeah, I can attest to that.
Just going through there, we've had so many things, everything from equipment being pulled out of our hands to cold spots going down the halls that you can just feel them brush right through you. Seeing actual balls of light with your own eye just kind of hover and go down the hallways and stuff. So,
I
had the cold spell thing happen to me, and I thought I was having a heart attack. That was always fun. My whole left arm went ice cold on me. That was Halloween of 2005.
Yep.
And I remember, I think I talked to you, like, my whole, like, it started on my arm and went, like, through my whole, like, the whole left side of my body just went completely ice cold. And then when I got off that floor, that was the second floor. Yeah, second floor. I went downstairs. It just, like, went and cut out. And that's something I never experienced before either. It was something I was completely foreign to me.
Door opened on video, but
yeah.
The video on the other side wasn't seeing the door because its little lights weren't on. But
that was the first time we ever went there, and that's
that was freaky. That video hooked me. I was hooked.
That video is famous in the halls of ghosts.
Chris, I was hooked on that place right then and there. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, that particular video will always be, I guess, near and dear to our hearts because it was freaky. Bottom line, it was freaky. You know, I mean,
yeah, there could be non paranormal explanations for that particular thing, but nobody's reported that before or since that they've walked into the room and had it swinging open or
swinging
closed. In this case,
there won't be another Grimstone conference this year.
Not this year. We are looking though for 2008.
Oh, so are you going to be doing the same one in the same place in Ann Arbor? Or?
We're not quite sure yet.
Oh, can we try and get Rosemary Pilkington?
Please?
I want her to come to Michigan so bad. I want to buy her lunch or dinner.
It's like the second time she's been mentioned in one show.
I admire the lady. I can't help it. She's incredible. I can't wait to read her book. I hope it, you know, is like.
Well, we had a great time I'm done. I'm trying to do like 50 things right now. We had a great time at the last conference, so we'd like to see that. I'd love to see that happen again. That was a really cool time. I know we spent the day, you know, with speakers, and then you guys actually took us out ghost hunting that night. So I thought that was pretty cool. And it was nice to go out and just, I hadn't been to a cemetery in so long. It was like, oh, wow, we're actually going to go ghost hunting today?
When was the last time you ghost hunted, Scott?
The last time I actually ghost hunted? What's that?
Oh, yeah.
We went to the bed and breakfast in Fremont, Michigan, and spent the night there and did some work. That was what? About a month and a half ago? 2 months ago? Something like that? Longer than that?
Chris, last time you ghost hunted.
This is like killing my credibility, like, completely, dude.
Yeah, mine too, because mine's further back than that.
Well, not including accidentally at my work.
We want to hear about that, too, with the time we had. You mentioned this when we were on break one time about your work being haunted.
Well, it was something I kind of stumbled upon. I've been working at this paint manufacturing place for about 10 years. There's always been kind of a little rumor that, you know, yes, this place is haunted. And all throughout that time, I've seen absolutely nothing, heard absolutely nothing. Experienced nothing, so if the ghost hunter obviously hasn't noticed anything in 10 years, it can't be haunted.
Right.
But, I came in Saturday with one of our Grimstone members. We were going to put together something for the Supernatural Summit and do some work there. And we're in the back of the shipping area, and we're just chit-chatting. You know, here's my, brand-new digital voice recorder. Can't wait to start testing it for EVP and all this thing,
right.
Showing all the buttons and all of a sudden, we were interrupted by this female's voice in this aisleway over. And we both paused, looked at each other, because we knew we were the only ones in the place. And the whole place is locked up. There's security alarms, the whole works. And I said, well, maybe my boss came in, and she's just checking out to make sure that, who's here is supposed to be here. We go the aisleway over, and there's no one there. We check the front offices, no one there. There's no parking lot, no extra cars. So we're like, oh, that's kind of weird. So we go back and we start doing some more work and, chit-chatting. And I'm looking at my recorder still in my hand thinking, gee, I wish I would have pushed that record button, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And we hear footsteps walking away from the area. And we're like, okay. So, we ended up taking a little break, hooking up all the video cameras. another hour going, okay, we wish something to happen. Of course, nothing did.
Of course, she did. Yeah, she had exited. Wow.
And that's your awesome. Work.
Yep.
I'd look forward to going to work at that point.
Yeah,
I'm I know. Going to work today. Bye, everyone.
I now get in early every day.
I don't blame you. Because I can't. When was the last time we ghost hunted?
2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, at the Crescent. Well, I'm sorry, yeah.
And in Alton, Illinois.
Oh, and in Alton, Illinois. That is correct. When we drove back from the Crescent, We went. We gotta stopped
set up. We gotta set up some outings, like as far as like ghost hunting goes. Like some, like okay, look, we are going ghost hunting. We're not gonna have any interesting people there whatsoever to talk to. We're just going to go ghost hunting. You put one interesting person in the room, and we end up talking all night long. And then before you know, it's 1 a.m.
That's gotta be like the podcaster / paranormal talk show host's curse.
It is, because all you want to talk. A lot of these people you've talked to on the phone. And you want to talk to them in person really bad and learn more from them. And like I said, next thing you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning and it's time to go to bed.
Right. And the ghost hunting time has come and gone. And all you've done really is, you learn a lot, though, talking to people.
Yeah, you learn a lot.
It's not like being out there. Not like being out there.
No, we definitely need to get out more. I that's something I'd like to do. The weather... Thankfully, this weekend it's breaking finally.
Phenomenal. The weather was beautiful.
Well, we weren't here this weekend, Chris.
Yeah, how was the weather?
How was the weather here?
It was nice, on and off.
Because it was like 70-80 degrees where we were at. It was hot, man. We were like, wow. And it was funny because we were driving, me and Amber were driving back into the state this afternoon, and it was like the threshold we crossed over because. I had the window wide open, just enjoying the weather.
The same thing.
Yeah, you did too.
Yeah,
we were enjoying the warm weather, and then all of a sudden, Amber's like, "It just got colder in here," and I'm like, and I put my arm out the window. I'm like, "Whoa!" It was like 10 degrees colder outside. Literally, in a couple of minutes, it changed. So I don't know if we crossed over the, you know.
There was an invisible.
I didn't see a moat or like hell fire under us or anything, because that's what you should have because you're coming back into Michigan, but Definitely, the weather changed, so it was warm down there, and I know it's nice here though too. I mean, hopefully the weather will start breaking, we can get out and do some more ghost hunting.
Your website, of course, brimstone-inc.com.
Yep.
And then of course your project, Paramount, which is just going incredibly.
We're gonna link that up to the homepage tonight. Make sure everybody gets over there and starts signing up. Also, we'd like to see more people.
Paramount.com.
Definitely, Chris. Per usual, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for hanging out all night and kind of checking out the new studio like that.
Is this much better layout than previous, or it was sort of in a hallway?
It's absolutely beautiful, though. The encrusted rhinestones and stuff along the top is a bit
Oh, really? You think that was a bit much? I don't know. I kind of like it.
Well, you know, I studied Liberace and said, hey, you know, I want to try to get this place like Liberace-esque.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I do have the place.
We have the imported Italian.
I can fly into the room before the show and things like that.
The imported Italian marble door jams. Were phenomenal idea, I thought. Encrusted rhinestone. I don't know, I liked everything about that.
Thank you for joining us. Hang out. We're gonna take another break here, and as you guys can hear, I'm getting more and more decrepit sounding, I think, as the show goes on. Thank God.
Why is that exciting?
Thank God. Thank God that we're going to be joined by John Zappas and Rosemary Ellen Guiley after this break.